Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who makes all things new. Rejoice. I bring good news for all people. Unto us a child is born. Alleluia. The angels sing on earth. Glory to God in the highest.
Amen.
As we celebrate the birth of Christ, our Savior, let us acknowledge our failure to receive him full into our world, trusting in the mercy of God. Almighty God,
we confess that our hearts have not been open to all that you have revealed to us in the divinity of your Son. You sent Christ to be born as a helpless child, and yet we have not attended his suffering children. You chose humble Mary to be the mother of our Lord Jesus, and yet we have not attended to the struggles of women. The Holy Family could find no room in Bethlehem.
Isaiah foretold the good news that is now proclaimed to us. The Lord has comforted the people and redeemed Jerusalem. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are all forgiven. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Have mercy, O Lord.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, you gave your incarnate Son the holy name of Jesus to be a sign of our salvation. Plant in every heart the love of the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Well, thank you, choir, for that beautiful Christmas gift to us. A reading from Numbers. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, 'Thus you shall bless the Israelites. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.' So they shall put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them." The word of the Lord. We will read the psalm responsively. Please read the bold print. O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their courses. Yet you have made them little less than divine. With glory and honor you crown them. All flocks and cattle, even the wild beasts of the field. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. A reading from Galatians. When the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, "Abba, Father." So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation, sing all ye sinners from heaven above. Glory to God in the highest, who has done glory.
You may be seated.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We're still in the Christmas season, though I know it might not feel like it. And today is a particularly holy day within the Christmas season, within the 12 days of Christmas, that we don't get to celebrate with much intention. Yes, on January 1st, we ring in the new year, and for Christians, it's the year 2023, year of our Lord, right? But it's also 8 days since Jesus was born. So what would have been done for a Jewish male 8 days after he was born? He would have been circumcised and given a name. That we get that snippet in our lesson. So today, commonly known as either the circumcision of our Lord or name of Jesus, is what we celebrate today. And in our excitement and love for the nativity story, we can gloss over that part in Luke's gospel that we read right at the end of our gospel. Nothing more than maybe a footnote or a point of information. Yet following the scandal of the nativity, Mary and Joseph may have been seen as outsiders, outliers of the law. Yet they demonstrate here that they are being obedient to the law, bringing Jesus to the temple to be circumcised and named. And even though this is God in the flesh, the promised Savior, the Messiah, our Lord, he must follow the law. Christ seems still bound to the law. Which is why, without Holy Week, Christmas is just a birthday party. Christmas is not enough. Though Jesus himself says that he did not come into the world to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law. But Christmas might seem enough for our culture. But Christmas isn't enough for the disciple, because we follow Jesus from the manger to see the fulfillment of the law. We must continue to follow Jesus. And Jesus will lead us to the cross and an empty tomb. So we must not confine Christ to the manger. When we do that, we miss the ministry that Jesus embodies, that seeks to save humanity from the bottom up. The choir anthem that we just sang, right? Embodying the God that comes to us in the world by reaching out and saving those on the margins with what they need as daily bread to get them through their journey. And when Jesus goes to the margins, when he saves people from the bottom up, it requires a teaching and embodiment of the law that does what? Does everybody sign up for it? Do the faithful of his day get excited about it? No, the faithful of his day get confused. Some are shocked. Others even angry. And when we point to that very Christ, not just in the manger, but the very Christ we read in the Gospels, that also today confuses the faithful, shocks them, and even angers some. And to those outside the church, it could even be seen as a threat to power and the status quo. Our second lesson from Galatians really encapsulates the incarnation for us and what God is doing for us in Christ. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father, you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God. So God takes on our flesh. There's another thing that we might miss in glossing over all this. God takes on our flesh, but does so within a particular group of people within a particular time in human history. And it's from within this particular group of people that God comes to the world to save all humanity. The law and the obedience and the fulfillment of it does something that enables not insiders and outsiders, but to bring everybody into God's family. We can all become children. He does it from the inside and brings us in from the outside. We're grafted in, we're adopted, as it says, into God's family. We've become children of God. And year 2023, in our society today, we can still be very tribal. We can create insiders and outsiders. We have our echo chambers and our groups that identify us, and it keeps our world divided. But knowing Jesus and belonging to Jesus, I still contend, does something magical and wonderful. Speaking for myself, and I've shared this before, is that there are people that I would never know if it wasn't for Jesus and if it wasn't for the church. I'd have no reason to be hanging out with them. And I have been given a glimpse of the image of God that they're created in, the reflection of the love of Christ they share. And we couldn't be any more different and belong to many more different groups in the world. But Jesus brings us together. And we share a common baptism and eat at the one table. That's the beauty of God's family expanding in the one who takes on our flesh and fulfills the law. So there's good news in the name by itself. Yahweh saves. God saves. It's not about our obedience then, is it? It's not about our faithfulness. What's it about, or who is it about? It's about the faithfulness and obedience of Christ that saves us. So do we trust the gift that we receive from Christ on Christmas Day? That today a Savior is born? Or do we exchange it for something else? God takes on our humanity, lives under the law, and through the cross reconciles the world to God's self. Adopted children, part of God's family. Our name and our identity has changed. All that has happened. And do we exchange that identity so that other identities can take primacy in our lives? Do we exchange that for our politics to be at the center? Do we exchange that for our ideology to define who we are? Do we exchange the things that we own or the things that we can do to give a status and identity in the world? Or does being a child of God take center stage in your life? Now, we exchange gifts with each other on Christmas. And now post-Christmas Day festivities, some might be exchanging some of those gifts for store credit, right? Purchase something else, maybe. But would we ever want to exchange the gift of Jesus for anything else in the world? Or even put the gift of Jesus and the good news of belonging to God in the closet of our lives, collecting dust and never seeking to engage this wonderful gift that we have in Jesus. My eldest daughter got new shoes recently. Just the other day, I said, why don't you have your new shoes on? She said, I don't want to get them dirty. What's going to happen if she never puts the new shoes on? She's still growing, right? She potentially may never wear those new shoes, right? We have this wonderful gift in Jesus Christ that has made all things new, that has made you and me new. Are we going to engage in that gift and share that gift with the world? Joseph Scrivener offers this on the name of Jesus Sunday. He says that our lectionary passages, as well as Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, and John chapter 1, 17 to 18, shows us God's favorable disposition in God being defined by the nature of the one whom God became human. Do those named for Christ also know the God defined by Christ? And is Christ the measure and means by which they organize the Bible's claims about God? So we define Christ, we define God as Christians by who Christ is. That's how we know God. And so for those of us who take on the name Christian, how do we live into that? I've encountered people more and more who want to actually drop the name Christian, even though they believe in Jesus. They argue that it's because of the horrible things they see done in the name of Jesus and in the name of being Christian, and they want to distance themselves from that, and that's understandable. However, we cannot allow others to define that solely. We ourselves must live in to what it means to be followers of the one who saves, and as children of God in Christ Jesus, bear that name. And do the scriptures point us to Christ? Or do we use the scriptures to point our finger at other people? Two different ways that the scriptures can be used. The scriptures contain Christ. They point us to Jesus. But some Christians use the scriptures to point fingers, to cast blame, to use them as scapegoats. It goes back to the sin in the garden, people, right? Eve blames, the woman blames the serpent, and the man blames God. You gave me this woman, right? And we've been doing it ever since. And then we take God's holy word and we do that. But do we take the scriptures and allow it to point us to Christ? To show us how this gift continues to unfold throughout the scriptures in our lives and in the world. Do we see and receive what the shepherds received in our gospel lesson? Can we accept that the gift of Jesus in our lives and in the world is something that we want others to see and rejoice in as well? Beloved children of God, don't keep Christ packaged up at Christmas, but unleash the love of Christ in your daily journey to follow Jesus once again in a new year. Christmas frees us from being burdened by the law. So we really should never be concerned about how other people are keeping Christ in Christmas or not keeping Christ in Christmas, but be centered on what it means to keep Christ in Christian as we call upon the name of the one who saves. Jesus. And in sharing the love of Jesus, we reveal the love of God to all people. So we don't stop at the manger. We will continue to follow Jesus and see his saving power told in the scriptures, revealed in our lives and in the world, at the cross and the empty tomb. And we will rejoice in the good news that we too are freed from the burden of our sin and the fear of death. We are free to live as God's beloved children, as part of God's new creation, as we enter into this new year, following the one who saves us and shows us all a new way of being human. Thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you. One God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one being of the Father, through him all things are made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. With wonder and thanksgiving for Christ coming into the world, we pray for the church, the life of the earth, and the whole human family. The church in every land makes a joyful noise to herald your coming, O God. We give thanks for poets, musicians, and hymn writers who give voice to our praise, and for all who lead the church's worship. We pray for Daniel, our bishop, Elizabeth, our presiding bishop, for all pastors, deacons, and all who minister in Christ. God of grace. Holy God, you have given the church the holy name of Jesus, and in him we are your beloved children. Unite us in mission through the power of his Spirit. Make us worthy of the name we bear, the name in which we pray. God of grace. Renewing God, restore your glory to the earth. Awaken humanity to our kinship with all living things that depend on your provision. Teach us to care for the earth and safeguard its treasures for those who come after us. God of grace. Peacemaking God, reconcile the nations. Lead those in conflict into negotiation, especially in areas of religious or ethnic strife. End acts of aggression and violence carried out in your name. God of grace. Delivering God, rescue our siblings in any danger, especially in communities where disaster and disease threaten. Move those in authority to respond with speed and compassion. We pray for the safety of first responders, healthcare workers, and all who protect us. God of grace. Healing God, raise up any who are bowed down with illness or sorrow. Deepen our care and concern for one another. We lift to you all who are undergoing transition in relationships, occupation, living situation, or health condition. Especially Justin, Tracy, Scott and Connie, Donna, Maddie, Scott, Marjorie, Pat, Debbie, Candace, Regina, Barb, Audrey, Jerry, Phyllis, Dave, Ella, Cheryl, Lucas, John, Cindy, Rick, Carol, and our hometown. God of grace, saving God, redeem us and grant us eternal peace. We give thanks for the faithful departed who now rest in your undying love, made known to us in Jesus our Emmanuel. God of grace, pondering the mystery of eternal love made flesh in Christ Jesus, we commend all for whom we pray to the mercy of God. The peace of Christ be with you all. You may be seated for the offering. Let us pray. God of abundance, receive and bless these gifts we have offered. Join our hearts with the song of the angels and gather us at your table of celebration. Strengthen us to share with all the world the abundance of your grace upon grace, poured out in Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Who
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy and wondrous God, long ago you spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways, and in these last days you have spoken to us in your Word made flesh, Jesus, who proclaimed your dream of peace. He gave himself for a weary world, accepting death so that we might live, and held our darkness deep within until through cross and grave and empty tomb, he set us free for love. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And so we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
Recalling his death and resurrection and longing for his coming in glory, we offer you these gifts of bread and wine and our lives in thanks and praise. Pour out your Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be for us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. Pour out your Spirit upon us, that we might be a people of grace and truth, bearing good news of joy in every season. And bring us at last, with Mary and Joseph and all your saints, to that vision of eternal splendor for which you have created us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, by him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, we worship you, O God, in songs of everlasting praise. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father. Glory to God in the highest. Come to the table of peace. You may be seated. Distribution of the sacrament will be continuous. I'll be in the center aisle, consecrated host. There'll be two stations for consecrated wine. If you desire grape juice, that'll be on the pulpit side. For those who are participating in children's church, can come forward. You'll be released from your pews coming forward with trays of glass cups. Just receive a glass cup as you come forward. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Christ is present here and he offers himself to you. Please rise. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you, keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. God, our Redeemer, you have fed us at this table with gifts of grace, truth, and life. As you have gathered us in joy, send us forth as messengers of your peace. Make us shine with the good news of your glory, born to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
As Christ sends us out into the world, let us recite the mission God has given us. God bless you and keep you. Jesus grant you grace and truth, and the Spirit send peace upon your hearts, now and forever.
Amen.
Go tell it on the mountain.
The Savior is born. Go in peace. Proclaim the good news.